Good afternoon, friends. Thank you for joining us. It's hard to believe that it's Friday again. The weeks just seem to be going by so quickly, and it'll be no time at all until we're on the mouth of Christmas. But thank you for joining us. And I just wanted to seek to encourage our listeners today and those who are joining in. Some of you are going through difficult times. There's a lot of sickness in our province at the minute, not just with the pandemic that's been going on now for about a year and a half or more, but with a lot of other ailments and diagnosis and prognosis that people have. Our hearts go out to those who are unwell. And some of you perhaps are unwell. Maybe you're confined to your home. Maybe you're bedridden. Maybe you don't enjoy great mobility. Maybe you've recently been given a diagnosis that's caused you a lot of anxiety and maybe even fear. It may be that some of you that are listening are discouraged or troubled in your minds. There's a lot of mental health issues as well in this day and generation that we're living in. The pressures of life and the state of society can often cause us to be discouraged. Still others that are listening in have loved ones that are unwell. Maybe you're nursing a husband or a wife. Maybe some of you have got aged parents who have got health issues and health concerns. Still others that are listening in, maybe have children that are unwell. And it seems that we're just living in a day and generation where there's a lot of sickness and trials of a physical nature. But we're thankful again, as always, for the Word of God. God's Word is so precious to us. The Apostle Peter speaks about God's exceeding great and precious promises. And at times like this, it's wonderful just to be able to lift the Word of God, the Bible, and to read it for ourselves, knowing that this is the Word of God Almighty to our souls in this day and generation, and that God's Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the Word of God, of course, has a lot to say about the subject of sickness. We read in the New Testament about many of God's servants that experienced times of sickness. Paul said to Timothy about his oft infirmities, he says, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake and for thine oft infirmities. He speaks about a friend of his in Christian ministry, a man called Trophimus. He says, Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. And then as well we think of the Apostle Paul himself, who had a thorn in the flesh. We're not exactly sure what that thorn in the flesh was. Certainly it was a physical ailment of some description. Many people believe it was his eyesight, because one of the churches that Paul wrote to, he was able to testify that I know that you'd have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me if that were possible. And not only that, but oftentimes whenever you read at the end of some of Paul's letters, it speaks about the penman. Now, Paul was the author under the Spirit of God, inspired by the Spirit of God. Paul was the inspired writer of the epistles, but sometimes he had to get somebody to write down the words on his behalf. And there are those who believe that was because of failing eyesight. We're not sure what this thorn in the flesh was, but Paul speaks about it here in 2 Corinthians and chapter number 12, in verse number 7. He has already been speaking about this great vision that he has seen of the third heaven, translated, as it were, into the third heaven. And that was an experience that was exclusive in many respects to the Apostle Paul. And it would have been very easy for Paul to be puffed up with pride and to glory in that. And yet, to keep him humble, Paul says in verse number 7 of 2 Corinthians 12, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh." So it was something physical, a thorn in the flesh. And a thorn is something that causes discomfort. A thorn is something that causes pain. And Paul describes this physical ailment as having a spiritual aspect to it as well, because he describes it as the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Now, we know from the book of Job that sometimes the Lord allows Satan and he allows principalities and powers to afflict the people of God. And it might even be in a physical sense as well as in a spiritual sense, and maybe even emotionally and mentally as well. There is a spiritual realm that we're not aware of. And there are things going on in heavenly places that we know nothing about. And sometimes the Lord allows his people to be afflicted for our good, for his glory, even to minister to others. And he allows the enemy, Satan, to buffet us at times. We think of Peter, and the Lord said to him, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he might sift thee as wheat. And then the Lord said, but I have prayed for thee. And I can imagine Peter saying, Lord, Satan came to you and wants to sift me, and you're going to let him? And that's exactly what the Lord allowed to happen. But all the while the Lord prayed for Peter, that ultimately his faith would not fail. And here Paul speaks about this thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Sometimes the Lord allows sickness, pain, discomfort into our lives to keep us on our knees and to keep us at the Saviour's feet and to keep us close to the cross. He says in verse number 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. In other words, I prayed three times that it might depart from me. What was God's answer to Paul's prayer regarding this physical ailment that caused him a lot of discomfort, that buffeted him? It was a thorn in the flesh. It was there continually. He prayed about it three times explicitly and exclusively, and God gave his answer in verse number 9. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul moved into a new realm of Christian experience and then said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. So the Lord did not heal the Apostle Paul, but the Lord promised him strength and grace. And Paul discovered the grace and the strength and the power of God in a new way, and entered into a realm of praise and worship and glorying in Christ that he had never known or experienced before. So for the Christian, sickness can be a reality. And as we pray about our sicknesses, our afflictions, our infirmities, God answers prayer in one of two ways. Either by removing it, maybe immediately, maybe through means, maybe over a period of time. Or the Lord says, I'm going to give you special grace to cope with it, and you're going to experience my strength in a new way. So be encouraged, and we trust the Lord will encourage you and strengthen you. I'd just like to take a few moments at the end of this wee message just to pray with you and to pray for you. Some of you I know, many of you I don't know, but the Lord knows you. So let's just unite our hearts together in prayer. You may have loved ones that are unwell. You may be unwell yourself, and you need the touch of the Master's hand in your life or in your family. Let's pray together to that end. Loving Father and everlasting God, we're so thankful today for the word of life. We're mindful, Lord, that many that are listening perhaps to this devotional message, and others, Lord, that maybe will tune in at a later time, are unwell. And Lord God, they're in the valley. They get discouraged. They're downcast, Lord. The body is weak. Lord, there's infirmity. There's maybe sickness. There's maybe a thorn in the flesh. And still others, Lord, have loved ones, maybe a friend or a neighbor or a family member, and they're greatly concerned about them. Lord, they have received perhaps bad news. And loving Father God, we commit all of these loved ones to thyself. We ask, O God, for all who are listening in, that thou wilt give special grace. We pray, O God, that you'll be pleased, O God, to bring healing. We think of some, Lord, that we know and love ourselves who are unwell. And we commit them, Lord, to thyself. We pray that it would please thee, Lord, to raise them up out of their sickness and to grant, Lord, a full recovery. And, O God, we pray, Lord God, as well, for those who maybe for a long time have had infirmities and have prayed, Lord, for many years perhaps on different occasions. Lord, give them strength, give them grace, and bring all of us, Lord, into a place whereby we can lift our Ebenezer and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Help us, Lord, to glory even in the things that are difficult, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. So, Lord, bless thy people. Thank thee, Lord, for this time around thy word. Thank thee, Lord, for our wonderful Saviour, who suffered so much in our behalf. And we praise thee, O God, for that day that's coming, whenever the child of God will be in thy presence, and there'll be no sickness, no pain, no suffering, no more tears, no more sorrow. Part us with thy blessing. Lead us on with thyself. We humbly pray in the Saviour's name. Amen. Well, God bless you, friends, and hopefully we'll see you again next time. See you. Bye-bye.